What's up guys, I'm back. I know I'm not very active nowadays. That's because my exams are going nowadays and my last exam is on 20th February, so I'm a bit more occupied nowadays. So about the episode, today I want to talk about stock market. It's an honest episode, nothing is scripted at all. I'm gonna speak whatever I think of it. Alright, so first of it, like I said earlier, that stock market is stock market is necessary for everyone, from students, from any age group, from 20 to 60 year old. It is important for everyone because when we talk about inflation keeps on increasing or decreasing. It's not constant, but inflation, what is constant is that inflation keeps eating our money every year. Let's say inflation is 4%, our money's value is decreased by 4% every year. If we take that and compound it over the years, it will be a big amount. So it's better to invest that money on some companies or somewhere where you can get more returns. For example, if you select a good company in stock market, it will give you around 14-15% return for a good company. It may be more or it may be less based on your calculations, based on your fundamental analysis. Alright, so 15%, but 15%, but the bank is giving you is just 3% or 4% or max to max 6%. And even if you do the fixed deposit FD, you're gonna get 7% or 8%. Nothing is nearer to 15%. You know, 15% is so much. If you take a long-term period, for example 30 years, 40 years, 15% will multiply your money so much value that you will not even imagine. People say stock market is a kind of gamble. I think that's a kind of bit true, but here's the point. If you are doing intraday, means buying and selling shares on the same day, then I think it's kind of gamble. But if you are holding your stocks for long term, if you have belief in your company that it will do great in future, then I think it's not gamble. It's all about fundamental analysis. So, my stock market journey started at the end of November 2020. I made the account, my broker account on November 2020, started at the end of that month by buying my first share of a bank share, SBI. I'm from India, so people from India will know the SBI share. I just bought one share to know how to buy or how to sell anything like that. I had no knowledge about it, so over the time I kept watching videos on YouTube and read articles everywhere. I kept gathering the knowledge, I kept gaining the knowledge about stock market. Slowly and steadily I learned many things about stock market which I had not learned earlier. So I think everyone should at least start. I started very late. That's the only regret I have. If I had started in March 2020 when the market was down, my money would have been doubled or tripled at this time, February 2021. That's the only thing I regret. But the positive side is at least I started and learned and earned some profit also. I had made some loss also in the intraday trading, but that's okay, it's the part of learning. I'm quite happy that I learned how to do intraday trades, which mistakes I should avoid. See, I learned these things only by doing the practical, only by performing the practical. I purchase shares, I sell shares, Everything I did, I learned from it. So my advice is to youngsters and the students who are in colleges, just start your journey. You'll learn so much about it and you are gonna make so much of it. Just learn it. You will be good eventually if you don't stop and keep learning about it. Alright. So that's it for today, guys. I just wanted to share my honest talk. My English is not that good, as you may know. But I am trying to improve my speaking skills also. That's why I started this podcast. So that's it for today, guys. Stay hard, work hard and stay motivated. And I'll see you next time.